Lady Beavers picked up a tough road win last night at Cimarron and defeated the Blue Jays by the count of 39-33, and it got a little interesting for a while in the second half, but Lady Beavers had enough at the end to pick up the victory, and they got a couple of games coming up here with Colby and Goodland on Friday and Tuesday. We got a couple of juniors on the show here, starting off with junior Mackenzie Metzger. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right, thank you. I think this might be the first time in a while we haven't had you on when it was Holcomb Week or something.
I know, that's right.
Well, you've had a pretty big role, an increased role this year, coming off the bench and playing that guard position. How's that been for you so far?
It's fun. I like the defense side more, but it's been fun.
All right. You've had some pretty good moments offensively and defensively as well. What's been different for you this year?
I feel like the game is just different. I feel like I'm more experienced than I was last year.
All right. And, you know, and just being a year older and kind of learning the system a little bit more as well. And how fun has this season been so far?
It's been really fun. We had a little rocky start with Hoytington, but ever since then, it's been a great season.
Yeah. Is that just kind of one of those deals where they were just hitting everything, even though whatever you threw at them?
Yeah, it was a really high-scoring game for us, too. It was just a good game.
All right. Yeah. And defensively, you guys had some big defensive efforts, three games there last week and last night. Kind of a wild atmosphere, wild game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was fun.
All right, as you get ready for Colby and Goodland here before the Christmas break, what are some things you guys worked on today in practice?
Just fighting through the screens, mostly. So.
And excited for a good challenge at home again on Friday?
Yep, I'm so excited.
All right, yeah, you get to Colby on Friday, Goodland on Tuesday, and then, boom, it's Christmas break there. So it goes too fast, doesn't it?
It does.
All right, so what's something you want to accomplish this year?
Just getting lots of playing time and winning league.
All right, well, it's hopefully that gets going there with a good start on Friday nights. And it is junior Mackenzie Metzger joining us here. Thanks again, as always, here, and good luck to you coming up here throughout this season.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, junior Mackenzie Metzger joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware as we will bring on another guest here to be another junior and post player, Megan Trout. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you, Adam?
Doing good, thank you. You had a pretty big night last night, and had the final points of the first half there. That was pretty big. Go up by 10, and you know, and the game was interesting in all aspects there. How'd you feel that you played last night?
I feel like it was good. As a team, we were a little rocky in the beginning, mm-hmm. but we got it together by the end, and I felt good about it.
Well, you know, sometimes not how you start, it's how you finish.
Yes,
right?
Definitely.
All right, but you've had a pretty big role as well, an increased role, kind of like Mackenzie here this year. What are some things that are you doing to embrace that opportunity this year?
I feel like I've been trying to score more, mm-hmm. and it just feels better, like, with more experience. I feel like we're really clicking as a mm-hmm. team. And if you can't score, getting a pass to someone else who will get the basket.
And I got to ask you, it seems like, I don't know if it's just me observing this, but when you go to the free throw line, you're kind of a different free throw shooter from the first quarter to the fourth quarter. You're hitting those when they count the most. Have you noticed that yourself a little bit this year?
Yeah, I guess I got to get warmed up a bit.
I guess so, but, you know, saving the best for last, that's all that matters.
Yes.
But, yeah, I mean, you've had kind of some you've had some big moments here this year, and then last week had a little rough moments, kind of fighting through a little adversity, getting popped a little bit there. And what were some things that you're able to do to kind of overcome that?
Well, I was very shocked when it happened, but getting past that, I just got to keep playing hard. Mm-hmm.
All right. You've played hard. You've had a good season. What's something you'd like to see here as you have final two games and then coming up in January and February?
Well, of course, I want to win these games. And then I just hope that we play good as a team and have a good winning season, beat our league teams and just do good stuff.
All right. Well, hopefully things continue to progress there. You have had a good start here, Megan. And thanks again for joining me here, as always. And good luck to you throughout this season here.
Yes. Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, junior Megan Trout joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware here on our coaches show here on Mix 94.5s. We're going to bring in Coach Amy Felker here. She'll put on the headset here. Well, Coach, it wasn't an easy one last night, and it was a good road win for you guys, 39-33. And yes, Cimarron has a 1-3 record, but they've played a pretty rough schedule early on as well. And I don't care who the opponent is in this league. When you get a win against a league team on the road, that's a big thing.
You know, I agree. We just weren't playing our best ball, but, you know, Cimarron was playing really good, and we had to work, and we had to fight for it at the end, and the girls, you know, came up with a big road win, and that's a big deal. It gives us a little bit of confidence going into the next two games.
And you did build up, I think you were right around that one-point margin at the end of the first quarter or two, and then you built up a 10-point lead going into the locker room there, and Megan had a big play, and I don't know, whatever it was in that third quarter, when you saw your lead kind of dwindled down to a couple points there, you got to be thinking, man, is it deja vu over again?
I know. it was tough, you know, and I'm just like, just make a basket, you know, and get something, get the momentum to switch. And it was just hard, but the girls just kept fighting. And, you know, luckily we held them down the stretch.
You did. And do you feel like that your defense was pretty solid in the fourth quarter?
During the fourth quarter, yeah, we switched to a little bit of a zone and then right back to a man at the very, very end. And they really stepped up and played their zone well, and we got some good defensive stops. So, you know, I'm super proud of them for making that adjustment and getting the job done.
Well, it felt like they kind of had to throw some girls in some unusual situations, and I thought one that really stepped up big for you last night was sophomore Chris Irvin. She had to go to the line in the fourth quarter, and really first big moment for her on varsity, and she went one out of two for line, and I thought she did a lot of other big things for you guys last night.
You know, she's stepping up, and she's not as timid as she was at the beginning of the year. She's starting to get more confidence and feeling like that she's able to do more things in the game. And that's a really good thing that, you know, she can attack the basket and get fouled, and she has confidence in those things. And she just keeps getting better every game.
You know, just it wasn't Erica's night last night, and I know she was held to 3 points, and Cimarron really paid attention to her, and I know she had a tough night shooting, but how big is it for the rest of your team that say we can step up, you know, and we can continue to score lots and win those games like that?
You know, everybody's got to understand that everybody in the league knows Erica, and they're going to face guard her, and they're going to force everybody else on the team to beat them. And they did it last year. They're going to do it again this year, and we're going to see it on Friday night. And this year, the girls are finally starting to understand that they can get some things to happen. And hopefully, you know, when the other girls, and like last night, they step up and make those shots and make those key plays, then that's going to loosen the defense a little bit up on Erica, and then she'll be able to get more of her things. So, you know, I'm super glad that everybody really stepped up, and, you know, Avery made some nice shots, Kendall made some nice ones, Megan made some nice moves. You know, everybody stepped up and had confidence to knock those shots down in the game.
You know, with Avery, you know, and I don't want to jinx her right now, but she hasn't missed a free throw all year. And, you know, every time she goes to the line, I'm like, I'll save her what her free throw percentage is, how many she's made right afterwards, because I don't want to jinx her.
Exactly. You know, she worked hard at it. She has a nice nice pretty shot. So, you know, we're just going to keep working on her, and hopefully she'll just continue that for the rest of the year.
Looking back at last night, I think you guys held Cimarron without a three-pointer.
Oh, we might have. Yeah, they drove a lot, and we just kept fouling, and we just couldn't get that quickness stopped last night. So, you know, our defensive pressure on the ball, we just weren't working really well on the pick and rolls like we did against Lamar and that kind of stuff. So we got to get sharper defensively. But, you know, if we have one bad game and we still win it, then you know what? We'll be ready for the next one.
On to the next. And you go 1-0 that day. A couple of really big games before the Christmas break here, with Colby at home on Friday and Goodland on Tuesday. And both teams are off to some good starts, as probably expected here this year with what they've had to returning. And even Goodland being, you know, losing a lot, but they still have some good depth there coming back from last year. You take a look at this lineup with Colby on Friday and Goodland on Tuesday. Are you kind of do you like kind of what you see with this this schedule, how it's set up, and are you ready for these types of challenges now?
I think these girls are. They're ready to go. They're ready to really test our ability and that kind of stuff. Colby's gonna, you know, they got shooters, they got drivers, they've got a little bit of everything, but they're short on numbers. So we've got to really work and be attacking the basket and get some fouls early in the game and that kind of stuff. You know, when we play Goodland, they're big all over the court. Mm-hmm. They're going to be dominant on the defensive end. And so we're going to have to really take care of the ball and make sure we move it and handle the pressure. So, you know, both of these games have different looks to them. We're just going to have to make the adjustments. And these girls are ready for it. I'm super excited to get started on Friday at one game at a time. And mm-hmm. These girls are going to be ready for Colby.
Oh, absolutely. Coach Amy Felker joining us here tonight. As Scott City has Colby at home on Friday, Goodland on the road Tuesday. Thanks again, as always, for the time here, Coach, and we'll see you on Friday.
Thanks, Adam.